Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God. I want to make sure everybody's hearing me. I want to pray that song again, one more song, Breath of Heaven, and I'll get back to you as soon as we're ready. I wanted to do some testing to make sure everything's working right. Okay, I'm back. I just wanted to make sure everything was working properly. First, I want to find any spirit that would cause chaos, misdirection, and right now I also pray for eyes of understanding to be open to see, ears that are plugged up to listen to hear the gospel, and any hearts of stone turn to hearts of flesh. In the name of Jesus, I pray over this and ask angels to assist in Jesus' name. And do you have anything to add? Or you want to say anything? Okay, well, we're going to go ahead and start. I'm going to go to the first caller. Thank God. The show. All the people listening, and I just want to encourage you that those of you that are listening, if you're not being prayed for and we're praying for somebody, you can receive what they're getting. I don't care what it is, from deliverance to healing, whatever it is, because God's word does not come back void. All of his promises are yes and amen. Amen, amen. Okay, I'm going to go to the first caller here. Let's see. 324. Hello? 336.
Oh, Ruth, North Carolina.
Hey, Ruth. Ruth.
Hey.
Hey,
how
Ruth.
How you doing? Hey.
Good, good. Yeah, let us pray over you before we start.
Okay.
Can you give us a second, Ruth? Ruth was still praying. Linda is in front of her glasses. So it'll just be a second. And you're going to be able to stay on with us, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. That's great. Okay. Like I said, I'm just waiting for her. Just give me a second.
Okay.
Ruth, I saw you standing before a door, and the door is opening, and I believe the Lord is about to open the door, that which you've been seeking and waiting upon. I see you, you know, about to enter that door that the Lord is about to open for you.
Thank you, Jesus. I receive that.
Mm-hmm. And, Ruth, I was seeing a clock, and I was hands on the clock, and it was like it's midnight, meaning, you know, in our timetable, not God's timetable, but it looks like the day is about to end. Because you know how we go by our clock, you know, after midnight is the new day, even though that's not what God's clock is. So he starts at 6 a.m. or 6 a.m., what is it, 6 p.m. But the point is, I'm seeing the same thing Linda's seeing, that something's about to end.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
I receive that. I'm ready for it.
Okay. Okay. Praise God. Okay. Anything else we could pray for while we got you here?
No. No.
Okay.
But go ahead on the first call.
Okay, we'll go to the first call. And, I wanted to say to everybody listening, if you're a first-time caller or you've never had prayer from us, Jim and Linda, but maybe you've had prayer from Randy, go ahead and text Randy. If you got a pencil and paper, go ahead and get it. I'll give you a second. What I want you to do is text Randy, say, hey, I haven't been prayed for before, or I haven't been prayed for in a year, or whatever it is, 6 months, a month. And this way we'll try to get to you because we do have limited time today because we're only on for till 8:30. And around 8:30, 8:35, we'll stop all calls. This way we'll give Randy time to set up his show. And, of course, you can call in for Randy's show too. And you should. I believe everybody should call. But like I said, we don't get to talk to you, anything we're talking about or praying for or and whenever it's coming against something, you can put your hand up and say, God, I need that too. I receive that. Please, Lord. Put your hands up and just get ready to receive everything that you hear. In Jesus' name. Okay, let's see here. First caller. Oh, yeah, I wanted to give the text number. Okay, 214-505-8719. That's 214-505-8719. And after we get done with our first caller, I'll try to look at my phone to see if anybody texts Randy, and we'll go from there. And just bear with us because we're trying to take our time, but we're also trying to do as much as we can for everybody here. And remember, give your name, where you're calling from. 239.
Yes, Jim, Brother Jim and Sister Linda, how are you tonight? Gary Skogobo from Cape Coral, Florida.
Hey, Gary.
How are you?
Good. Is Mary on too or listening? Or?
She is. She's rounding up, just coming around the corner here just for a little bit. So we're glad you're taking our call tonight. The other night was a powerful night.
Okay, well, before we go there, let us just seek the Lord for you and see what he's showing us fresh for tonight, okay?
Okay, very good.
Okay, so just give us a moment, and we have Sister Ruth on, too. And Sister Ruth, if you have anything for Gary and Mary, just let us know when you're ready, too.
Okay.
I'm going to go on mute right now and just seek the Lord.
Hey, I saw you, in particular, Mary, but this is for the both of you, standing in the whirlwind, okay? Standing in the, I turned my head, but it was a whirlwind with all the chaos and all the turmoil going around, and you were strategically speaking to your circumstances. You were prophesying life, and you were turning, and in each direction, in every corner, you were commanding the winds and the waves to be still, to be silent and to be still, and taking spiritual authority. And as you were doing that, it was slowing down and it was calming more and more. And the Lord is saying you have to stay with it. You have to keep doing it, and you're getting results as you do it. But it was like you were strategically, just taking authority. God gave us the authority to do that, and he wants us to do that. And, we don't do it because we don't understand or we get weary or we're not taught that. But, this brings to mind a dream I had about 15 more years ago. Yeah, it's actually more than that. And I remember this dream, and I was doing that in the dream. And I was speaking the word, and I was taking authority. And in that dream, there were all these spirits and all this darkness, and I was just speaking the word out there like a beacon. You're like a beacon of light when you do that. You're piercing the darkness with your prophetic words, because we are prophetic. Our words have light. And, yeah, that's what I think.
Okay. When Linda was speaking, I saw you standing, Gary, and then Mary was standing behind you, but you guys were back to back. And when you were back to back, she was a taking authority, you were taking authority. You turned to the north and south, the same thing. You just turned again. It's like you kept like a spinning wheel or a clock, a hand just moving and taking authority over those things that were around you. And like Linda said, you know, a lot of times we don't see anything, but we know there's something there, and that's why we speak at it, because we know there's something there. And our words or prayer, taking command, decreeing, taking authority over situations, you know, we use that with the Word of God. And that's what I saw with you guys, just starting to, you know, just speak the Word of God over the situation more and more, because you both are in unison, you're both on the same page. There's more power in that, because one can send 1,000 to 10,000. And that's why couples, it's so important to be on the same page. And that's what I'm seeing. And yeah, Ruth, if you have anything, go ahead.
Yes, I just want to concur with what both of you are saying, because the Lord brings my mind the prophecy he gave me for his people back November 27. I read it on Blog Talk, but he was saying to his people, although we are in the world, we're not of the world. And he said, even though his people know what the words say, but he speaks things of the world instead of speaking what his words say, because nothing that go on in our life has anything to do with the world system. Because he said, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord of hosts. So we can't look at our financial situation. We can't look at our age. We can't look at nothing going on, handicap or anything. We have to look at what the Word of God says. So he said, begin to help the people to consistently speak the Word always over this situation. Speak what he says. And it has to become a part of us, that although what we see there with the natural eyes, that's temporary, what we see not eternal, which is his Word. Begin to, as they say, prophesy what the words say consistently. And like they say, that's what's going to change our situation. It has to become a part of our life. And that's not the whole prophecy he had given me at the time to give to his people, but that's what it consists of. We don't talk or act like the world people, because we belong to him. We speak what the words say. Because he says his word will not go out and return to him void, but it's a compass, that's which is pleased. So we have to make it a, not a habit, but it's a part of our life. To speak the word, speak the word, speak the word. And that's what's going to change it. That's all I have.
Amen. Just hold on a second. Linda has something else. I have something too. I'll give Linda a minute first.
I just wanted to give you this scripture, and I want you to understand that this is exactly what you're dealing with. It's Ephesians 6:12. You might know it. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So what we're dealing with, and what in particular we see, is that you're battling dark forces, and they're unleashed through witchcraft and curses and things like that. So So how you fight that, you don't fight that in the natural. You fight that in the supernatural. That's why it's so important to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, so that you have that power. And in particular, I think you need to speak and pinpoint some prayers towards your neighbors, and just speak the word and break any curses. You know, you've already broken the curses, but in particular, I think some witchcraft has been coming from neighbors. So you need to take spiritual authority in the morning when you first wake up. Take spiritual authority over anything that they're trying to unleash in the spirit realm. Jim?
Okay. I've been praying for Gary and Mary a lot. Let me say that for the last, 48 hours. And I had two dreams today. And in the dreams, I kept seeing how the first dream was almost a copy of the second dream, and I think it pertains to you too, that you've been in places where people are not receiving you, okay? And just like the Lord said, when at the door, his mother and brothers and sisters were there, and the disciples said, hey, your mom and brothers and sisters are there. And he said, who is my mother? Who is my brothers and sisters? Those that do the will of God. And how great is it when you leave your country, your place, your family for the gospel sake? You know, sometimes we have to leave situations, people, and because they're not receiving the good news, what they do is they end up either word cursing you or using manipulation, witchcraft, things that are not of God on you. And what happens is, you don't want to be around that stuff. And you can take, of course, you always take authority of it. You always take authority over it. But there is a season you may have to leave. Like I said, when we left New Jersey, we left family. And unfortunately, you know, we don't really have any contact with them. We pray for them. That's the best I could tell you about that. But do you have anything else?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, the way is narrow. There's a narrow way, and there's only one way. You need to be born again. If someone's not born again of the Spirit and the water, they're not God. And we have to know that we're not now wrestling with them. We're wrestling with the spirits in them and that are operating through them. Because either you cannot serve two masters. Either you serve Satan, because he is the God of this world, according to the scriptures, or you serve the Lord Almighty through his Son, Jesus Christ. And that's it. That's it. And that's family members, that's friends, that's anybody. And so that's why, you know, they've yielded to the devil. And that's why you're seeing all this crazy stuff. But the time is getting darker and darker and darker. And you just don't be surprised. You can imagine what they dealt with in the time of Jesus when he was walking about. It was dark. It's as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man returns. And it's just stepping up. So you just have to understand how the spirit realm operates. Once you get a handle of that, you'll understand what's manifesting. I see people manifest demons in front of me all the time. I know, that's a spirit.
And that's right. We don't get mad at the people. We come against those spirits. And, you know, if I can't speak to that person, first thing I do is pray a blessing over them, and I call laborers to them. And because if they don't receive me, maybe they'll receive the next one. Because I don't know. It's like I said, a hammer hits the rock. We don't know how many times they need to be hit. I don't know. I just know that God loves people. He doesn't want to see any of his sheep lost, and we should have the same heart. But like I said, you know, a prophet, look at Jesus in his own house. He was not very well received. And even his hometown, I mean, that's the hardest thing people don't understand about family is they're not going to receive you because you grew up with them. They know everything that you've done, and they don't understand forgiveness. In other words, they don't understand the ways of God.
That's right.
Much less walk in God's ways, right.
I can't relate to my family because, you know, I have a sister that's in New Age. My other sister, well, I just can't, you know, I cannot allow them to steal my peace. And and they cannot understand. They have no way of understanding where I'm coming from. They don't get it. So I really, I mean, that's it. That's just the way it is. And I have peace about it. And so I just move on. I pray for them because I don't want to see any perish. But that's just, you know, we send ourselves to hell because God's made a way out for us. And either we receive it or we don't receive it.
Okay, and that's something I've struggled with a lot.
Go ahead.
Well, that's something I've struggled with a lot. My mother passed away 2 years ago. She was not a believer. She was brought up Catholic. She brought us up Catholic, but I left the church a while ago. And I think I told you about that, and it was a very difficult thing. But my sister got involved with Wicca, and that was something we wanted to tell you, too, the other night when we spoke to you and your prayer team, just how right on you all were with words of knowledge that you were getting about Gary and I and things that we were up against with our family and neighbor and my sister, like I said, in particular, she became involved with Wicca. And we have absolutely no relationship at all. After my mother died, we just don't get along. And I struggle with this because, you know, I was brought up that you don't turn your back on family, but I can't be around her. I just can't be around her.
Did you cut the soul tie, the unnatural soul tie with the echo, Jim?
I thought we did the other night.
On her specific.
Okay.
On my sister's.
Well, you need to
continually
do that, and you need to pray for your sister and just move on. I don't have any contact with my family. I would. I know that they'll never understand me. New Age is a repackaged occultism. So is yoga. So is Hinduism. They're all occult. It's just repackaged. You know, Allah is the moon god. He's a demon. These
right.
are all demonic religions. If they're not Jesus Christ, you know, they're not God. So Wicca, New Age, the only difference is New Age doesn't do spells. Wicca does. Now, Wicca could be, she could be conjuring up your laborers the way we pray laborers for our, you know, our friends and family. Lord, send laborers. We're asking the God to send godly laborers. And your sister could be calling forth ungodly laborers who are your neighbors, which
is
why you see them manifesting in things, right? So that's what you're dealing with. And you just have to push the dust off your feet and not feel any guilt. I break that false burden off of you right now. False burden, leave Mary now in Jesus' name. Lord, I ask you to replace that with your peace and your comfort and understanding. You know, God, you know, said to leave your brothers and sisters for his sake. So be at peace, mothers, fathers, sisters. My family, I was raised Catholic. My father was first generation, you know, his siblings were born in Italy. My family was very ethnic. They were Roman Catholic, you know. And my mother was a Norwegian Episcopalian converted to Catholicism. But my family, none of them were born again, and none of them were religious Catholics, thank goodness. So I didn't get that religious spirit on me. I delved into other religions at high school. I looked at all these other, I went to, my friend and I went church shopping. We went to all these different churches, and we walked into the Christian Science Reading Room, which was Children of the Corn. That was Children of the Corn. That was scary. And then, you know, but I'm just saying, so this is not anything that Jim and I haven't walked through. Neither one of us, though Jim was an altar boy, neither one of us were really religious Catholics. I didn't even know if I believed. I remember saying to Jim, I don't believe in Jesus at all. I was into New Age myself, somewhat. Mm-hmm. The UFO, the aliens and all that stuff, the channeling and all. So there's a lot of us that came out of that. And they, so, I mean, you have to understand that if they're not born again, they're, it's just the way it is. My dad, both my parents are dead. My mother died when I was 12. So I didn't want to believe that you needed to be born again because they weren't raised in that religion, although she could have cried out to God and gone to heaven. I really don't know. Now, my father, no, I really don't believe, although I did give him the gospel. So you never know. At the moment of his last breath, he might have, but you don't know. But I have to have peace about that because that's just not my burden. It's not my burden. I didn't know if I could bear it, knowing that I needed to be born again and I didn't want to see my family go to hell. How can I bear it? But God's made a way for me, and I'm at peace. I can't do anything about it. Right? So why worry about it?
Right.
So I cast those cares on the Lord, and he took it from me. But I had that fear. I really didn't know how I was going to bear it. Jim and I even said, because we believe it's, well, we'll pray for you. Dad, don't pray for me. You know, that bitterness that's in non-Christians,
yeah,
especially when they get older.
Right.
It's just hard to, you just don't want it to happen. But when they die, you go, you just have to let it go. You have to let it,
yeah,
go and put it, give it to the foot of the cross. That's it. You know, you did all that you could do. You prayed, and that's it. And then when you get to heaven, he said he'll wipe every tear away. And, you know, you're just feeling guilt because you've been raised to feel that way. And there's witchcraft going on. But you have to break those. You have to say, I just break those ties. And just keep breaking them. If you have to keep breaking it, keep speaking the word, because this word is like a hammer that smashes the rock to pieces. Speak that word over it.
Yeah, like Gary could pray over Mary to break ungodly, godly soul ties with, let's say, her sister. And in the physical realm, over Mary's head, I would just like you have scissors and just cut those cords off of her. And then the same with Mary, to cut any ungodly soul ties over Gary. And this you guys can do after we, you know, maybe tonight or tomorrow, you know, have a list just to do it again. Because that's just it. We don't stop doing this. We can do this every day. It's like, you know, before I go to bed, I ask God, you know, if I've done something wrong, please forgive me. And if I know I did something wrong, then I speak it out. But I want to make sure I have forgiveness before I go to bed. I want to make sure that I have a peaceful rest. I want to make sure that, you know, I'm on God's page, not my own. And,
absolutely.
Other than that, anybody else have anything to say?
Okay, I'm going to just, once again, I command the spirit of guilt to leave Mary right now in Jesus' name and false burden to go in the name of Jesus. We cut the unnatural soul tie that she has with her brother. She cuts it. You have to cut it. Just take your hand, take one hand that's open and take the other hand in a chopping motion and say, I cut that unnatural soul tie with my sister. I cut that unnatural soul tie with my mother in Jesus' name. And just do that, and then pray blessings. Pray a blessing on your sister. You can't pray for your mother because once people die, they're, you know, either in heaven or hell. That's it. The Bible's clear that judgment is too late. That's a Catholic theology that they made up. There's no purgatory. There's no praying people out of hell. It's, you know, so you can't do that. You have to. You just said that. That's a closed door. Just let it go. I wouldn't even worry about it. There's nothing to worry about. It's done. So just let it go and be at peace. Let God give you that peace because he's given it to me. If he gave it to me, he'll give it to you. So I'm at peace with it. As far as my family, I mean, it bothered me more than it bothers me now because, you know, healing is a process. But it bothers me far less. I know that they're not going to pull me down. They're not going to understand where I'm coming from. I love them. You know, I can't relate to them. They can't relate to me, but I love them. So, you know, I just pray salvation over them. But that's it. I pray God's blessings and salvation for them. But you have to cut that soul tie. There's no reason to feel guilty. There's no reason. It's not your burden. That's a false burden.
All right.
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
All Thank you.
Is there anything else we could pray for?
For me, Jim, or are you asking the prayer team?
I'm asking you and Mary.
Oh, yes. I just want to, well, first off, if you've got some callers waiting, I didn't want to take up a lot of time, but I just wanted to say the other night that, of course, the blessing of God revealed these things to you and the prayer team, and they were right on. And just in summation, we had a series of things both in the secular world and, of course, in ministry that just taken by themselves, you shake them off and you keep going, as you know. But as time went by, these things built up, and although we had the Holy Spirit and insulated from these things, particularly in the ministry, these things were coming against us, and we got to a point where we suddenly realized we needed to do more in the deliverance realm, the forgiveness realm, the deliverance realm, which you pointed out, to make sure we didn't have any open doors. And we realized just how much of this stuff had kind of come against us and perhaps was influencing or questioning where we really needed to be in terms of where God wanted us. We've served in a number of different ministries and street ministries, and we've been very blessed to do that. But I think, for example, on the airline down in St. Lucia, helping a young man come to Christ, where they practice a lot of the witchcraft and things like that, I had two scorpions in my room one night. And, you know, the verse came to mind that nothing can harm us when, you know, we're in the will of God, and I stood on that. So this brought clarity in our session the other night, and so we're very blessed to have you do that. We just wanted to tell others that are listening that there was a burden lifted off us. It was an oppression coming against us because we were doing the things of God, or at least, you know, that's what we had intended to do. And we even saw some disappointments within the within various ministries. And I guess that was a real surprise, at least to me, because that is where I thought that I least expected it. And I was naive in that area. And again, speaking the word and being in the word and using it as a two-edged sword is very important. So without taking up too much more time, there were a number of things over the years and now that have been lifted off, and we're more aware of them and we can deal with them in wisdom and discernment. So blessings again, Jim and Linda, to you and the prayer team.
I want to say something about spiritual things that are going on in the church. I'd say all my Facebook friends are Christian, except for a few family members and whatnot. But the vast majority are born again spiritual Christians who have left church. Some go to church, but most don't because they can't find there's internet ministries that a lot of us like this one and things that go to. But to us, we'll tell you, there's, you know, no new thing under the sun. And just to think somebody calls themselves a Christian, well, you know, you could call yourself a car and stand in the garage, but guess what? That doesn't make you a car. So, I mean,
that's
there's got to be evidence, right? And as far as, like, say, a Methodist minister, well, they're not born again. You know, who had that? They embraced LGBTQ. They embrace abortion, you know. So they're not even saved. Their God is not the God of the Bible. There's female witch that calls herself a Christian witch, that she's got a movement going around. So because church is just the building. The church is the, you know, that you're upset with or that you're disillusioned with. These are buildings.
And the real church is going to be doing Mark 16, verse 17 and 18. They're going to be praying in tongues. They're going to be casting out demons. They're going to be laying hands on the sick. And anything deadly shall not harm them. So if a scorpion bit me, and actually I had a spider bite me one time, and my hand was so swollen, I came in. Linda prayed over it. Swelling went down. I go back to the hole because I didn't know what happened. And then I find this big old spider in there, and that's what bit me. But you can't harm me because it's Jesus and me. And Linda praying, and that thing went away. And that's, you know, I didn't go play with the spider. You know, I wouldn't play with a deadly snake either. But if it bit me, I would believe in God. And that's what we do, is we trust what the Word says. That's why we got to read the Word. I'm telling people, read that New Testament. You got to read it. And He'll speak to you through those words. That they're words of life. And then they become a rhema word to you. Go ahead, Linda. You look at okay. Yeah, if you have, you know, Gary and Mary, if you guys have more testimony, that's okay. You know, we'll get to a few callers, and Randy's going to be on later, and some of them get to them. But you know what we're talking about is for most of the people that are listening. If they can just get a hold of it and say, you know, Jim and Linda, Gary, Mary, whatever you guys have said, you know, I've been through that, and I want to receive that too. I want to receive healing. I want to receive deliverance. I'm going to start cutting those unnatural soul ties that are on me and taking authority. And one of the things that people need to understand is to be born again, because this is the head of the church coming to Jesus. Nicodemus says, what do you mean, enter my mother's womb a second time? What do you mean born again? And you got to be born of the water and the Spirit. And if you know anything about Jesus' ministry, when he was baptized by John, it was the Holy Spirit that came upon him. And that's why John had to decrease, because he was the one. Jesus was the one that was going to baptize with the Holy Spirit and fire. And that's why I tell people, you got to have the Holy Spirit and fire. And it's got to be God. It's not you. It's going to be the fire of God. It's going to be that Holy Spirit, that living water coming forth. Go ahead, Linda.
In 1 Corinthians 2 and 1, and I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. So beware of these, you know, doctor, apostle, prophet, you know, there are people walking around with these titles, and I'm not impressed. Jim and I will tell you, we're not impressed. Show me the power. Show me people that have been healed of cancer, stage 4. Show me the people that have, you know, have gotten delivered of demons and devils. Show me people that have had their lives transformed, and now you're talking. I don't care where you go. I care who you are in Christ.
Yeah, and don't talk to me about gold dust or manna from heaven. I'm not saying all of it is demonic, but you know what? If it's a distraction, then it's probably not of God.
Yeah,
like I said, if nobody's getting healed, or delivered, that read Acts. Look what happened. Look what Jesus did. Look what the disciples did. They were casting out demons. There was healing. Then if you get into Acts, now people are getting saved. But Philip, he was getting everybody, you know, dunked in water. And they were saved. But none of them, it says the Holy Spirit did not come upon any of them. Now, when Peter came and John came, and Peter and John were laying hands on them, then the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke in tongues. And if you read Acts further, you'll even see different ways how people got filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues. And this is the people you want to be around, because if they don't have power, what do they have? Flesh.
Right.
And this is for everybody listening, too, you know. Who are you hanging around with?
I wanted to mention, Jim, along the lines of what both you and Linda have been talking about, and very, very briefly, I had the opportunity to meet and become friends with the assistant chief chaplain of the United States Senate, a very spirit-filled guy. And after knowing him for 2 years, he relayed a story about a recurring dream he'd had, and he had a dream of the cross. And he said the vertical beam of the cross represented God's outpouring of his word vertically down to mankind, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit and the word of God. He said the horizontal cross beam represented the various denominations of Christianity, approximately 265 of them. He said out of those denominations were being drawn individuals that had a true hunger for the things of God and the word of God. They were being drawn vertically to the things of God and the word of God. And so we're seeing that today, people that come from all walks of life that have been exposed to different things within the so-called mainline churches. And I'm not saying that all of them are not church filled or biblically based, I should say. But as you pointed out, a lot of them are beginning to drift. And individuals are coming out of these denominations who are being drawn through the Word of God because they have a hunger for God and the Word of God. And so we're seeing that now, and we're also seeing a movement, ecumenical movement of these churches toward the one world false religion that's going to support the Antichrist through the false prophet. So you're right on target there, and we're also seeing these individual, the smaller churches or the assemblies, as we say, where people would assemble together, that have a true hunger for the Word of God, just like we're doing now and those that are listening right now. So I just want to share that.
Well, God, you know, for the new year, I saw, like, I saw chaos coming to our country for this, you know, coming year. This is what the Lord showed me, like a civil war, riots, things like that. It was chaos. But out of that chaos, there were Christians that were taking off their grave clothes, ripping them off, and God was giving them white robes, and, you know, they were dying those garments. So we know that things, bad things are happening around us, and they're quickening, looking in the book
yes.
of Revelation. However, that will bring more people in. Now, you would think 9/11 brought, they did bring some people in, and brought a lot of people in initially, but they walked away. It was like, you know, what Jesus said when the word was on thorny ground and it didn't, you know, take root, that whole parable, it was like that. But God's always going to have a remnant. He's always had a remnant. And, you know, it's like when he talked to Elijah, and Elijah thought he was all alone, not cowering in a cave, and God opened his eyes to show that he wasn't alone. God always has a remnant. But a remnant, by definition, is not a lot of people. Relatively, when you have 6 point whatever billion humans in the world, you know, the remnant, even if it were 600 million, that's not a lot. So God always has a remnant. But not everybody that's in churches. A lot of those churches, by the way, I don't even know if you know about government conspiracies or anything, but a lot of those churches have sold out to the CIA back after 9/11 with Homeland Security. There might have been like 5 churches that said, yeah, they turned in the list of their congregants. Now it's in the thousands. It's in the thousands that have agreed to cooperate with the government. So I'm not surprised by any of this. Jim and I got saved knowing about all this stuff. This is not a surprise. This is like 25 years of knowing all this stuff, and we see it laid out. So people, we have to have discernment. We have to be wary, because sitting in a church building is not going to save anyone, and most of those pastors are sold out. The 501c3, by the way, the tax deferred, they've already sold out to the government. They're tethered to the government. Jim and I were told to get a 501c3, and we refused. So we were told this, you know, what, in early 2000s, and we said we're not going to do that. Because even though what Trump said, you know, he wanted to get rid of that one clause or whatever, it doesn't matter. You're still tethered to the government. The government and the IRS, you know, controlling the purse strings. It's who you're connected with spiritually. There's a spiritual connection there that I don't want, because the government to the world will fail you, but God won't fail you.
Well, I just wanted to say, Mikhail Gorbachev, in his book that he wrote, Perestroika, he of course is an advocate for a one world government, but in there, a lot of the UN leaders, you can read all this, so this is not what I think, but the long and the short of it is the UN agenda is to garner the support of the church, the so-called church leaders, and get them on board to support the policies of a one-world global government. And by doing that, then pass this support down to the individual congregants in the individual churches. And what they hope to do is to eliminate anything that would be disruptive down to a very few core issues of agreement that all the so-called world's religions, including Wicca, Hinduism, will agree on. And then those of us that stand in principle on what the Word of God says, we're already deemed intolerant, which, by the way, is a UN term, And they're doing this through a concept called interfaithism. It sounds like a great thing, but that's another word that was coined by the UN, interfaithism. And all you have to do is just deny our Lord Jesus Christ, and you'll be one of the group. And so this is where this false religion, what the UN hopes to do is form this political alliance, the one world religious system. And my last comment regarding that tonight will be, I take you back to a year ago when the leader of the Catholic Church came to Washington, D.C. and New York and promoted global warming and climate change issues, which is a political issue that's not everyone's in agreement over one side or the other, as you know. But instead of promoting Jesus Christ and the Word of God, he promoted a political issue that the UN was pushing. And so for Christians tonight, it's an exciting time to be alive. We are witnessing the closing moments of God's plan of salvation and return of our Lord Jesus Christ. An opportunity and a front row seat to be an active part and an ambassador for Christ. It was interesting you brought that out tonight, Linda.
You know, Jim and I don't know, I could only speak for myself. The Lord showed me that we're going through the tribulation. That's all I'm going to say. So I'm not that excited to say, you know, pre-trib, you might be excited. I'm not that excited because what the Lord showed me. I'm just going to, you know, say that I don't know if you're aware. Everybody needs to know what the Pope just did. The Catholic Pope, I called him the day he got voted in, I called him the Dark Pope. And because he's a Jesuit, he's very dark. But he just signed an agreement with Islam. I believe he's the false prophet. And I, you know, so I'm just going to sum that up. You know, that was big news in the Christian. And we do have a church like that in this country. It's called Universalist. And that's like they accept all faiths. So that's been around. They had one in New Jersey. Somebody told me to go to them. I'm like, I don't think so.
And the point is we focus on what's going on in the world, but we don't embrace it. But we keep our eyes open and our ears to hear what's going on.
Exactly.
So we don't be caught on a guard. And that's what we come against, those things. And we speak life. We speak truth, which is in the name of Jesus Christ. So thank you for your testimony. And don't be afraid to give more testimony when something happens, because that's what we live on, is what God is doing in people's lives. And I'm going to go ahead and go to the next caller, unless there's something else, Gary and Mary.
No, thank you for your time, and we pray blessing. And thank you again for everything you've done, you and the prayer team. I look forward to talking to you soon. Good night.
Yes, anytime. Like I said, we tell people, you can call in every day if you have to. Because, you know, if you need a backup prayer, you need, especially in the beginning when you're going through something. And, you know, you need everybody on the same page, you know, praying for one another. And this is, like I said, this is a place where people, you know, are on your side, and they'll stand in agreement with you.
Well, thank you again.
We know how to fight the devil.
Amen.
Okay, Gary, Mary,
amen.
Love you. I'm going to go ahead and mute
your
phone. And, yes, we love you, and we're going to go to the next person.
Good night.
Good night. Let me see here. Let me see if I can find it. No, it's just that sometimes there's more than one, the first three numbers and the first six numbers. Okay, I'm going to go to 920279. Give us your first name, where you're calling from. 920? Make sure I turned it on, yeah. 920279?
Hello?
Yes.
It's Ann.
Ann
from Wisconsin. Yep.
Okay, Ann. Ruth is on too, and I just want to give us a moment to pray, and then we'll get right back to Ann. So, just
thank you.
Hold on, and if you could put your phone on mute, in case there's background noise, okay, and then unmute it when we need you to talk to us.
Okay, thank you.
And I just felt that the plane was a ministry. It was like a small plane. And I heard the Lord wants to take you to higher heights in Him.
Okay.
Okay, I saw something, but before I say it, I want to ask you something. Are you filled with the Holy Spirit? Do you speak in tongues?
Yes.
Praise God. What I saw was that you were in a journey, but I saw like the Israelites who went through, left Egypt and went through the parting of the water, and I saw how they came out to the other side, and I just wanted to make sure that you were filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking tongues, and the Lord is saying that I'm taking you on a journey, and it's definitely for ministry, and this is just it. You're going to, like I said, read Acts, read the New Testament, because what Jesus did, what Paul did, what Peter did, what any of the disciples were doing, you can do it too.
Okay.
And also 1 Corinthians 12 and 14, I've been telling people lately, read that and get some more knowledge of what's available to you, because you have not because you ask not.
Mm-hmm.
You're not moving in something, then ask God. But sometimes you don't know what to ask for. That's why I say read the scriptures, see what the disciples did. Read 1 Corinthians 12 and 14, see what benefits we have through the Holy Spirit. And
okay.
I just want to encourage you. And
Sister
Ruth, do you have anything?
Yeah, well, while you were speaking, the Lord was what had me on the St. John the 14th chapter and 12th. First, you've already said this, so, but verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the work that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son.
Mm.
And that's scripture that was coming to me, even to her. Mm. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And then you know that you
It's like when I said God wanted to take her to higher heights. So
he wants you
to be moving in the gift. So he apparently he's anointing you and saying, go forth and do what I've equipped you with. If you have the Holy Spirit, you are equipped.
Mm-hmm.
Lay hands on the stick, you know, anoint them with oil, you know, cast out devils, you know, pray to the Spirit filled, lead them to the Lord. You know, you have that anointing, and he's taking you higher, you know, and you know, you activate it by faith. You just do. You know that it's not you, it's God in you.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Anything else we can do for you, Ann?
Yes, I would like prayer. I think I have a three-strand cord attack against me. I have my health, my finances, and then I forgot what the other one was, but I've had this job that I have. I don't get paid. I get $7.25 an hour. I work 15 hours a week. I am on disability, but this job I have, I started in August. I must have missed every other week I'm sick. And today I go out to my car to go to work, and because of the storm we had here in Wisconsin yesterday, all my car doors are frozen. So I missed work today. I do have a job coming up in April at a garden center where I used to work 5 years ago. And I don't have any peace about anything in my life.
Okay, just give us a moment. Yeah, we were discussing what could be going on with you, Ann. And, I would suggest that you go through your house first.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Make sure there's nothing that could be bringing in this, like some kind of totem, some kind of thing that is demonic. In other words, pray over the Holy Spirit, and you would say, is this something that God would want in my house?
Okay.
And destroy it. Don't give it to somebody. Don't sell it. Because if you did that, then it would be on your head that you gave somebody that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yes.
Okay. It could be a bright window set. It could be a statue, a book, a picture. It could be jewelry. I mean, there's so many things you got to go through. But go ahead and do that. But in the meantime, we're going to go ahead and pray for you right now. First, I want to pray for that discernment that you will be able to see in the spirit, that the Lord will quicken you that I need to get rid of this.
Okay.
And right now, we're going to go ahead and just come against these things that have been attacking you. And first, I want to bind any spirit that would attack your health. And I will ask for angels to be dispersed to assist us in this. Also, I'm going to pray any spirit. Right now, I command it. Hold on.
Lord, we ask you to dispatch your angels right now to this situation. Angels come forth and assist. I command the spirit of infirmity to leave you now. We cut your roots and tentacles and command you to go. Spirit of pain to leave her now in Jesus' name. We cut your roots and tentacles, command you to go. Trauma, go. We command trauma to leave. We cut trauma in pieces and command trauma to leave the way you came in. Fear, we command fear to go. We cut fear up and command fear to go. You did not give us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Thank you, Lord, that fear has to leave her now as she confesses your word over her life and her circumstances. Mm-hmm. You will replace that fear with your peace that passes all understanding, your strength and your faith. Double-mindedness, go in Jesus' name. Mind-binding spirits, go in Jesus' name. Squid spirit, we cut you up, squid. We cut you up in pieces and command you to leave the way you came in. Cockatrice, go, we cut you up. We cut your spider webs and we smash your eggs and command you to leave the way you came in. Python, go in Jesus' name. We cut your tail off and command Python to leave her now. Python, you go. Python, leave. In Jesus' name, you leave Ann now in the name of Jesus. And all you snake devils, you snake demons, you leave too. You leave her stomach area. We cut you up in pieces and command you out the way you came in. Spirit of autoimmunity, we command you to leave her now. You have to go. We command your aunt's body to line up with God's word, to be healed and whole in Jesus' name. We cancel the assignment of the devil. We cancel the generational curses against her as she repents for the sins of her ancestors. Lord, we ask you, we cancel the assignment. We break those curses back to Adam and Eve. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We speak to our organs to function whole and normal. We speak to our skeletal system to be strong. And we speak to any nerves that are inflamed to for the inflammation to go. And for her nerve endings and her blood vessels and her circulatory system to line up with God's word and be healed and be whole. Her skeletal system to be healed and to be whole, that she has the mind of Christ. We speak the mind of Christ over Anne in Jesus' name. And Lord, you did not give us, you gave us a sound mind. We call that into her right now, sound mind, sound body in Jesus' name. Strength to pour into her, strength to go into her in Jesus' name, that you would just. All the way up, all the way out. You devils go. You devils go. Devils leave. Go. We cancel any curses against her. We ask the angels to go forth and pull out all the swords, daggers, arrows, spears, knives, mm-hmm. and club and Jesus and what? Fiery darts against that have been targeted on her, either through her or her ancestors or any relatives or anyone in Jesus' name. We send them back. They fall to the. We pray the blood of Jesus on her and their circumstances. We draw a bloodline around her in Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus it brings health and wholeness to her body. We pray a hedge of protection round about her, that the arrows, the spears, the daggers, the knives, the words, any curses cannot penetrate. They burn up and turn to ash in Jesus' name. That hedge of protection is round about her now in Jesus' name. Finances, we speak to her finances. Any financial curse we break in Jesus' name. Lord, if there's any open door that has allowed that curse to come in,
yes. We
ask you to reveal it to her now so she can renounce it in the name of Jesus. Hold on a second. Kenny was on with us, Brother Kenny was on with us Saturday, and he said the Lord revealed to him that he needs to break forgive any debt that were anybody owed him, that anybody didn't bring it back to him. He had to forgive those debts, and he found freedom when he did that, but that was the Lord revealing that to him. So if that's the issue, do that, and then, just forgive those debts. And I heard something last. What did I hear about? There was someone who was, there's no accidents. I was listening to this while I was cleaning up last night about breaking curses. And this minister said that the Lord told him there was someone stealing from him and his ministry. But he had promised, he was stealing from him, but he was promised wages. And the Lord said, you made a vow to give him the wages. You have to give him those wages. So he told him, I'm sorry I haven't given you the wages. I know I owe you. I'm going to pay you. And then the financial curses. So there's reasons why. I mean, he had to ask the Lord what was going on. The Lord spoke to him. I would implore you to ask the Lord if there's anything that you need to do to line up with God's will, so that's if there is anything, and I'm not saying there is, that if there's anything, sometimes it's the sins of the ancestors that have been instant some, something that was ungodly in the way of finances, which how many of us don't have things in our ancestry? You're going back a long time. We can't, right?
Yeah.
So we just, so we break those curses. We break the financial curses over Anne in Jesus' name. And Lord, if there's anything that she needs to do to keep those doors closed, we ask you to reveal it to her in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
I speak health and wholeness over your body. And I ask the Lord, send the angels to pour your healing balm over her, over her head. Just pour them now as...
Yeah, I just heard, lay your hand on the place that you need healing right now.
Well, it's actually my whole body, but I'll put my hand on my head.
Yeah, lay your hands on the top of your head.
Yeah.
You doing that now? Doing that now, Anne?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Okay, right now we release the healing that is of God right now to pour onto you from your head and cover your whole body in the name of Jesus, and also the inside of your body. Fill you up.
Yes.
The healing power right now of God. And I see it right now being poured on top of you. I can even see it going over you, your face, down your body, filling you up on the inside and covering you on the outside.
Yeah.
Just keep receiving it. Keep your hand there. That's it. Keep pouring, more and more. Yeah, you might feel warm spots.
I do on my hand.
Yeah, because he's letting you know this is real. Not everybody gets to feel something. Sometimes he reveals it to some of us to let us know, hey, I am the God of fire. I am the God that loves you. I am the God that healeth you. I am, says the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
That's just it.
Mm-hmm.
He reveals himself. Wow. Ooh. Linda said she saw oil being poured out on from an angel. Yeah. That's a confirmation. Praise God. And I tell people, even if you don't feel something, know that God is doing it.
Do something. Do something. I don't know if you can. I don't know what your issues are. I did see autoimmunity, but I don't know what your issues are. I don't have to know. But sometimes if you, like say you had back problems, if you bend it over, it would hurt. Do something that you could not do.
Okay.
That's right.
Well,
you're activating your faith.
Right.
Yes. Most
faith
of it's like in my feet, and my back feels a lot better. In my core of my body, in my organs, in my mind, sometimes I'll get just shooting pain down my sciatica for no reason. I'll be sitting there, and I can tell it's a spirit.
It's a spirit. I'm going to take authority right now. You devil that are causing sciatica, you sciatica devil, you leave her now. You go. We cut your roots and tentacles to command you all the way. You leave the way you came in, you devil, you go. You devil that's pinching her nerves and causing sciatica. You've been identified, and you must go. You must leave. You must go. You devil that came in through trauma, through fear, you have to leave. You have to go. All you devils attached to it, you have to go too. You know who you are. You've been identified, and you must leave her now and not come back. Go.
Go.
And that's just it. And you know God has started a good thing. He's always faithful to complete it. For everybody listening. If you had a problem here, and you can receive this too, but I'm going to tell you right now, the devil's going to try to bring symptoms. You got to rebuke it. In the name of the Lord, I rebuke you, pain. I rebuke you, spirit that's attacking my back or whatever area it is. You need to rebuke it with the word of God. Say, the Lord rebuke you if you don't know what to say. And say in Jesus' name, I am healed, because by his stripes I am healed. It's not what I did, it's what he did. And devil, I'm not going to receive your pain, so pain, go.
Okay. If you twist and you bend, would you feel that pain going down your leg?
What's that?
If you did certain movements, would you feel that pain going down your leg? Or would it be just random?
It's just random. I could be calling somebody on the phone and just a shooting pain go down my leg.
When you feel
and
that, you need to rebuke it, and you need to tell the devil to leave, you know. Seriously, we have authority. Remember a couple of weeks ago when I said I felt a cold coming on, I took authority over it? Never came. Just left. The symptoms left. You take it.
Yeah.
You can't let it take root. You have to take it authority over it right away. Like, you take that thought captive, or you command that pain to go. You say, no, I've been healed, devil. You cannot come back. You do not have an invitation to come back, in Jesus' name.
Yeah, it's like the devil is trying to get you to claim something, okay? And by our own words, we're condemned. If I say, this is my whatever it is, I'm claiming it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take that receipt. Say, no, devil, I've been healed. You got to take this back on you. I'm not receiving this.
Well, just like I get up at like 4 a.m. and I don't have to be to work till 7:30. And so like I spend like that 2.5 hours with the Lord, praying, worshiping, reading, and can declaring and decreeing and listening to, like, I have this one a song I listen to, and it's like blessings over your whole body, over your spinal cord, the glory light on your spinal cord to your blood and all this. And, you know, and then suddenly before I go to work, I'm throwing up. And it just, like, just all these little sicknesses every other week. I had a double ear infection, a sinus infection, respiratory infection 2 weeks ago. And I was almost deaf. My ears were so plugged and gonna burst. And it just is just weird how I miss so much work. And it's like I command the day, but I get hit anyways, and I don't know how to walk in freedom, may I say. I don't know what the word I'm looking for, but you know, I'm tired. I'm tired, and I have nobody to come alongside of me. I don't go to church. I do have a few friends, but they're Facebook friends, so, like, you just can't call them at 6 in the morning, you know.
Well, I feel you, because I'm in the same situation. I mean, Jim travels. I go through similar things. You'd be surprised. You know, a lot of us are isolated because, you know, we just see all that's wrong out there, and they just they don't have the answer. So why go where they don't have the answer? They steal your faith. Yes, I get where you're coming from. You know, Jim and I believe in healing 100%, and I believe that healing is for 100% of the people 100% of the time. I don't doubt. And Jim does too. We don't think that it's like God. Told people, you know, God's not a carnival barker standing at the wheel and spinning it and saying, let's see if it's your lucky day. God is the God that heals. He said he would. He was always willing. That said, we take good care of our bodies. I try to eat well. I do take, if you don't take vitamin D, you should take vitamin D, because I told my daughter last night, they don't go in the sun, they're in an office. And there in Miami, you can't go in the sun and you'll cook. So, you know, you need to take vitamin D, because vitamin D is connected to, I'd say, all illness. Low vitamin D levels are connected to every illness. It's connected to diabetes, to rheumatoid arthritis, all autoimmune diseases. It's connected to colds and flus and things like that. So it's one of the cheapest things you can buy. It's cheap. You know, they have it everywhere. And then vitamin C is a very important. I take, you know, I spend a good chunk of my resources on quality, because the food is poison. You have to say grateful with your food. You have to, you know, if at all possible, stay away from the GMO. And that, we do that. I mean, we can pray over it, but that doesn't mean we should go there if we can avoid it. You know, so, you know. You know, at least that's the advice for that. Now, for the rest of it, because you could be healed, you could continually, you know, but this is just being a good steward over our body and operating in wisdom and you know, breaking the curse of the ground over the food. But that said, when you take authority, every time that symptom comes back, you just start doing warfare. You command it to go. Now, people get healed, and they lose their healing, and that happens every day, and deliverance too, because they think, oh well, you know, they go right back to Egypt, you know, you don't want to spend 40 years in the wilderness and wind up back in Egypt doing like a boomerang. God wants to take you through. We pray for you. You get those symptoms, you rebuke them, because God is not a God that he should lie. Okay. We have to understand that.
Okay.
I think you do, but I'm just trying to remind you.
And I want to encourage you, this is a place where you can call for prayer. And one day, it'll be 24 hours open here.
Okay.
And
that's
unfortunately
awesome.
It isn't right this minute, but it will come. But we pray for people all the time. I'm praying every day for people who are going to call in. So I can say to you, Ann, I've been praying for you, even though maybe I haven't talked to you in a long time or ever.
Yeah. Well, I'm
going to pray
so
for your ears right now. How are your ears? I pray for your ears right now that you would have ears to hear.
Yeah, I can feel
spirit,
something.
Ears to hear in the natural. That's
yes,
really
I feel.
From the ear. Okay,
I feel something.
Go ahead.
Yes, I feel something going down my jawline, like right underneath my ear and like by the earlobe on the right side. And today I actually felt in the left ear it pop a couple times. But I do feel like heat right now, like a draining in my right ear.
I command right now for your ears to line up with God's word, be healed and whole. We curse any infection. We curse any bacteria and any viral infection in her body, in her ear, in her ear canal. We speak to her lymph nodes. We speak to any infection. Her whole body functions normally now. In the name of Jesus. Healing and wholeness. Fire on those sinuses. Fire on the lymph nodes. Fire. Your fire that burns out all the infection, all the inflammation in Jesus' name. All of it goes.
Yes.
Every bit of it goes. Now.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. And Lord, have the angels pour your healing balm in her ear canals and down her jaw and lymph nodes in Jesus' name. And the mind of Christ, that Lord wants you to renew your mind. Just keep speaking the word and do say it out loud, you know, and say,
okay,
you know, I have a sound mind. Just speak a sound mind over yourself. And I pray, I take, you know what, right now I command those heavy burdens off of her in Jesus' name. The heavy burdens go. We cut the cords to the heavy burdens and just that heaviness, that spirit of heaviness to leave her now. Lord, that you would replace it with your peace that passes all understanding in Jesus' name. And that strength coming back into her body now, and that you're renewing her strength and her mind and her body in Jesus' name.
Ann, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you have a notebook and a pen?
Just a second. I do. I just have to get my
pen. This is everybody listening, too. If you want to, there's an app called Eat Right for your blood type.
Oh, okay.
Foods, you know, because certain foods are, you know, depending on your blood type. And, you know, there's things that are good for you and there's things bad for you for blood type. Gary sent me a text on that, and I think he said it cost $3.99.
Just to confirm on that,
so.
To confirm on that, there's a doctor who has these stem enhanced. He does stem cell renewal. Fantastic product. It's not stem cells, but it helps your adult stem cells renew your body. And he also recommends that diet, but he's seen tremendous results. I was talking about that with our son. It sounds silly, but when you think about how, Jim, I'm echoing. When you think about how, I read about how certain people get bit by mosquitoes, and they think I'm coming out to with an invitation dinner bill. Okay, they love me, and I read that type O blood, mosquitoes like. Well, it's the same thing. I mean, you know, they're attracted to certain blood types. Blood types, you know. It does matter. I mean, if you don't know your blood type, you can actually, there's cheap tests that you get in drugstores and everything, but most of us do know our blood type. Or you can ask a doctor if you've ever had blood drawn. But, yeah.
Okay.
That's
so
actually
what
something
is it called?
I was looking into. It.
Well, the book or the app I saw it was Eat Right.
Eat Right.
And there's also a book. Yeah, Eat Right. And I think it was $3.99,
okay.
But there's also a book you could get instead, or both. It's up to you or anybody else listening. That's very interesting because we've heard about that before. But anyway, is there anything else we can pray for? Because we only got a few more minutes. I'd like to get one more person in at least.
No, and I totally appreciate you guys. I'm so grateful, and thank you. Thank you for
praying for me. Like I said, don't be afraid to call in. I mean, if you need to call in every day, twice a day, I mean, we're here for you. That's what PGN is all about. We're here to pray for people.
Okay, that's awesome. Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome, man. God bless you.
God bless you too. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Yeah. Okay, hold on a second. I'll go to the next caller. Okay, well, I was looking for 863-223, but I can't find them, so I'm going to go ahead and go to the next caller. Just give me a moment. Okay, 336-829. Hello? 336-829. Okay, well, I'm going to go to the next caller then. 734-672.
Hi, my name is Jennifer. I'm from Michigan.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
I'm going to put my phone on mute, and Linda and I are going to pray and then see if there's anything the Lord chose us for you. And Sister
okay.
Ruth, if you have anything, go ahead and say anything too, and whenever you feel like it. We're going to put our phones on mute. And if you put your phone on mute, this way we won't hear background noise. That would help us out, Jennifer.
Okay.
Thank you.
I had to question this because I want to be careful, but I just saw you as a kind of like if you see the old iconic housewives from, you know, the 50s and 60s that I grew up with and Jim grew up with that were dressed up and had their apron on and out. And I saw you cleaning. So I think the Lord wants you to do some house cleaning. But I don't think that's in the natural. I think that's in the supernatural and the spiritual. And, you know, that you would go through your house and with the Holy Spirit and ask him to show you anything that you need to get rid of in your home. And that's what I'm saying.
Okay. All right.
Yes. Immediately I saw I had to look again because I saw you throwing snowballs, and I had to look because I said, Jennifer, Michigan. Okay, that could be snowballs, yeah. and I said, Lord, what are these snowballs she's throwing? And I said, it's my word. She's throwing the word right at it. She's hitting these marks that are coming at her. And then just as I said that, now I'm saying, now I see your mouth moving. You're speaking at that. It's like whatever mountain it is to be cast into the ocean, you know, you're hitting the rock with the hammer, which is the word of God, and that's what I see God doing and telling you to do, and we're here to encourage you to do that. Now, Linda said, in the spirit, do you speak in tongues? Do you have the Holy Spirit?
Yes, I do.
Praise God. And I you know what, before I even pray for people, I always pray in tongues. So I encourage people to always pray in tongues and then see if then the words that come after that, I believe God has activated it because I let the Holy Spirit have his way by speaking in tongues. I believe the words that are going to come forth from you after that will, like I said, hit those marks. But that won't be you. Those are supposed to be words from God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
And another thing you could do, like when you go through your house with the Holy Spirit in you, because he wants to, I mean, sometimes we should be doing this, Jim. Sometimes we have hindrances in our lives and we don't know what's blocking them. And there could be a book, something we bought that somebody put a curse on. I mean, I've heard some, you know, when you get into the deliverance ministry, you hear some stories. And one of them was that I guess who the minister was, his grandbaby was dying in the hospital. She was wasting away. And it happened at Christmas time, and she had, the Lord revealed to the grandfather, oh no, the grandfather called the minister, that's right. The minister went to the hospital to help pray, and he said that the Lord revealed that there was something that had hit a cursed object. What did she get for Christmas? And she got a Cabbage Patch doll. And back then, the factory that was doing the wrapping the Cabbage Patch dolls, they would give them names. It turns out that that particular doll was given a name by a Hindu, and it was a Hindu god's name. And the woman put the Hindu blessing, which is a curse, on the object, and it was what was affecting the grandchild. So he told him, you know, it got on the grandkid, and even though that doll wasn't with her, and the minister told the grandfather to go, you know, go home and burn the doll, and he did. And she was like, by the time he got back to the hospital, she was dying. She was up and eating a meal. She was fine. So I take it seriously if that's what I see from the Lord. And it could be something like that. I mean, let's say the vast majority of our products are made in, like, Sri Lanka, India, you know, places that worship Buddhism and Hinduism and whatever. And we just have to be careful. So if the Lord reveals anything to get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
Destroy it.
Yeah,
I don't care if it's jewelry. Yeah, I don't care if it's jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would, because of what I saw, I would advise you to paint the blood of Jesus, you know, spiritually upon all your doorposts and your, you know, on the corners and the doorposts, the top, the corners, and all the entrances to your home, and anoint them with oil as you see the blood of Jesus on them. And that's
mm-hmm.
And I think you're going to get breakthroughs. When you do
mm-hmm.
that, you're going to see things turn around. Ruth, do you see anything?
James was coming to me, what helped me out sometime way back. There were two books, and the book that come to me, and I wrote one of them down, a few minutes ago, but the other one. One of them was from Kimberly Daniel about Clean House, Strong House. It helped me to identify a lot of things that I didn't know with the mind of the character, mind of the spirit. And another book was on Alice Smith. But right now, the name of it just slipped my mind. But those are some of the books that I used sometime way back to find out what because nobody was teaching me that. And I began to get rid of whatever it was. So a lot of things, even little knickknacks and things that we have sitting around, you know, even little frog statues, a lot of this stuff. And then one of the books, I think it was Alice Smith's book, this lady's daughter was... she couldn't sleep. She was having nightmares. So she called for Alice Smith to come to pray in the house. And she began to pray. She happened to look up and saw this great big book thing with books in it. And it had some leatherback books. And she asked her, what was that? So she told her some books on occult. But she told her, well, you have to get rid of that. She said, well, I can't because I paid too much for it. So her daughter stayed in bondage. And she said, well, I can't help you if you're not going to get rid of the things that bring the curse on the house. So, like I say, I'm just in concurrence with, you know, that's what you should do, and that's the Holy Spirit. The Lord leads you to find those books. They will help to identify things that
mm-hmm.
is a curse that we don't know. You know, because that's what helped me. because nobody wasn't talking about it. They wasn't saying, you know, you take it, get stuff from people, and they could be operating in witchcraft or whatever, and you bring the spirit into the house, you know. So it would be a good thing for me, like what they're saying, to do that. But if I could, I could find, I wish the enemy, I hadn't let the enemy stole that, the name of that book by Al Smith, because it just come to me, and I was writing down about the one that came to Danny, but the other one just left like that. So I'm sorry I don't have that one right now to give you, but that's what come to me.
Okay. Yeah, I'll definitely look into that. Do you think that, because I've been praying, actually, the past couple of months, I've, you know, just said, Lord, show me anything in my house that, you know, shouldn't be here, and I haven't heard anything. So can we just say a quick prayer that the Lord will reveal to me?
Yes, I pray over Jennifer right now that her eyes of understanding be open and her ears to open up to hear the word of God. And I believe when you're praying in tongues, as you walk through the house, and if you touch something, that you'll know right away that that's got to go. Got to go. Got to destroy it. And like I said, not give it away, not sell it, because then it would be on your head if somebody had that.
Do you have any charms?
Any what?
Charms, like, you know, charms, like an earring, or like I see a charm, like a jewelry, piece of jewelry, like something to wear around your neck. Maybe a charm bracelet. I saw a charm, and so I have to
look at your charm.
Yeah, because I make jewelry, and I look at some of the things, and that they'll tell you, they call them, I can't even think of, you know, they have occult names, or they'll say something. It could be an astrological. It could be like your zodiac sign or anything like that. You know, do you have anything like that?
I might have like a bracelet. Nothing that I wear. You know, I haven't worn in years.
Doesn't matter if it's in your house. But if it's in your house, if it's got if they, just like we could pray over a prayer cloth, they put a curse on an object or a cursed object. And there's a church in New York that does deliverance, and friends on Facebook with the minister, and they were having problems, doing deliverance. There was stuff going on, and they found a little. Like a coin, a metallic coin hidden in the corner. You know, it's like hidden in a corner of the church. And there were different rooms in the church. They had to search the whole church. They knew something was hindering them. So very cursed odds. I mean, there could be one charm that somebody put a curse on. That's all I saw. Did you see anything?
No.
So, you know, pray and ask God to reveal. You know, it could be, I could be wrong, but that's what when Jim was talking, I saw a charm.
Okay, so is that like a charm bracelet or something? Like,
people buy jewelry and they have moons and stars, they have the zodiac sign. Whoever made that charm could have put a curse on that object. That's all I'm saying. It doesn't even have to be. Right, it doesn't even have to be as specifically an occult thing. It could be planet Earth. Or it could be the Eiffel Tower. But if a person put a curse on that object, you have to get rid of that object.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yes, I'll definitely
just let the Holy Spirit lead you. Yeah.
Mhm. Yeah. I'll definitely pray and ask Him to show me, you know, if there is a charm or something that I need to get rid of.
Yes, that's what I tell people, that go through their whole house and. You'll, like I said, if you touch something, let me tell you this. We got to hang up in about just two more minutes, but I want to tell you one story real quick. My son had this comic book, And you want that one?
First, this comic book was unbelievable. I used to read to my kids. Hold on a second. And I read to my kids, and I started to read, and it said, it's showing the planets, and it said, and I fell like lightning, like he's just like the Superman, and it was so demonic that I stopped in mid-sentence, and my son was like 9 or 10, and he said, yeah, Ma, I see what you mean. I didn't even say anything. I just stopped in mid-sentence and stared in disbelief, and he said, yeah, Ma, I see what you mean. That's how bad it was. And so I told my husband, you've got to see this, and you tell the rest.
Well, I said, we got to get rid of this, and let me say this. I tried to tear it in half. I got weak. I couldn't tear it in half. So I said, okay, if I can't destroy it this way, I got to burn it. So I went in the backyard and burned it, and all these weird colors came out when it was burning. And, well, when I first tried to tear it by my hand, I got weak. I thought I was going to pass out. You're right. And, I mean, it was a comic book. I couldn't tear it in half. And like I said, then when I burned it, all these colors, these flames came out. And like I said, it was demonic. So the things out there, people, we gotta go through our house. Got to go through our stuff. Get rid of this stuff. But anyway, with that, I got to really end the show. Is there one more last thing we can do for you, Jennifer? Hello?
Hi, sorry, my phone was on mute. But yeah, you guys have been very helpful, so thank you. I don't think there's anything else.
Well, God bless you. And like I tell everybody, you can call in as many times as you want. We know people need prayer. We need prayer of agreement. And even if we don't get to you, listen to who we're praying for or prophesying about. It could pertain to you. And just, you know, I always tell people, you know what, when I hear something, I'm ready to receive it too, even though it wasn't for me.
Mm-hmm. There are some books that you might have to burn. That, you know, people were reading The Shack. That's an occult book. That is very, very new agey. There's curses on certain things like that. So, yeah, you know, go through, and it could be more than one object. But, you know, this is what you need to do. And then you just do, when you're done doing that, even if the Lord doesn't show you anything and you don't know what to get rid of and you don't get rid of anything, you still have to, blood of Jesus over the doorposts and the lintels, you know, the corners, and then anoint them with oil. And that's mm-hmm. spiritual, you know, that's spiritual house cleaning as well.
So just declare the blood of Jesus over the doorposts?
Yeah, just declare, because I plead the blood of Jesus over myself every day, and that mm-hmm. saved my life, driving without a two brake lines in my car, and the car kept gliding to a stop. Like it had brakes, but it had no pressure whatsoever. There's so much power in the blood. People utilize that, but it's a spiritual. It's done in the spirit by faith, the faith thing. Mm-hmm. you know, it's the blood covenant that we have. Declare and decree and command all spirits, that all evil spirits to go, and to Lord surround you with his godly angel as you're doing that.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Okay,
well, we're
going to
end the show then. God bless you all.
God bless you too.
And thanks again, Ruth.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you all.